The reading this week is from Acts 3, verses 1 to 10. Peter heals a lame beggar. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong.
He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all of the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Andrew, and alongside Patrick, I'm one of the curates at the Church of Christ the King. Before we open up the Lord's Word together, let's just take a short moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing and for the challenge and for the experience of opening your word and continue to be in fellowship in new ways at this time. Guide our hearts and guide our minds as we explore your blessed word together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, one of the things I've been missing over the last few months, and some of you might join me in this, is a regular visit to the barbershop. And my wife has been kindly chopping away at it as best she can, but it's not quite the same experience. She never asks me where I'm off to on my holidays. She doesn't ask me what I do for a living, and I have had some rich conversations in the barber's chair. The subject of faith usually comes up, especially if I'm wearing one of these, and I remember once a barber boldly stating that he doesn't believe in God. "Just look outside at the world," he said. "The suffering, the turmoil, the loneliness, and the lack of stuff to share around. How can God exist?" I replied that I wasn't sure if barbers really exist. Because earlier, I said, I'd seen a man on the bus with long, dishevelled hair and a long, unkempt beard. "Well, I do exist. I'm right here cutting your hair," said the barber. "And if that man comes to me, I'll cut his hair too, and I'll give him a good shave, and he too will know that I exist." Well, I left that hanging there. That analogy, I hoped, would soak gently and deeply into thought and contemplation. We all need to come to God in our brokenness and in our unkemptness, and experience his truth for ourselves. And as Christians, we can be guides, we can be signposts, we can be all pointing towards the barbershop experience, carrying people if we have to. This morning we heard one of the awesome works that God, the Holy Spirit, did through the apostles, the healing of a lame beggar. Today, let's consider what we have to give as a church. What do we have to give that cannot be found in the world? Let's also keep in the back of our minds that the reason Luke gives us this example of the amazing works that they did is to show us how the church can grow. Peter and John went to the temple at 3 p.m. for the prayer service. And when they arrived, they saw a man who'd been born lame laid down at the Beautiful Gate. This was the gate that led into the temple itself, and the man had been laid there every day, as we will learn, for the past 40 years. And as he lay there, he begged those going in to worship for money so that he was able to survive. He wasn't able to work himself, but he did have friends that would carry him to the gate each day so he could beg for money, for food and for shelter. This is a man who was well known by everybody, and everybody that came to worship would have seen his ailment and knew his face very clearly. He was always there, day after day, and year after year. Most of us can picture this, I think. Most of us have been asked at one time or another for money from someone who's out of work, displaced, homeless, disabled in some way. Some of us have encountered the same person on multiple occasions. There are people who've been on the streets for years and we've gotten to know some of them, some of us. The lame man at the beautiful gate was just like that. As Peter and John made their way towards the beautiful gate to enter the temple, the man saw them and called out to them, "Have you got any change, please?" So Peter and John had been fishermen, of course, but they'd given up that work 3 years ago, and they'd given it up to follow Jesus. They had families of their own to support, of course, but they'd probably been living in part from offerings that were made to the work of the disciples. But the Holy Spirit opened Peter's mouth, and Peter said to the man, "Look at us." In this, they're declaring the presence of the Holy Spirit that's with them. And the man looks directly at Peter and John. He could see that they were not wealthy men, but perhaps they could give him a coin or two, something to help him get through just that one day. Just hoped to have enough for that day. Each Sunday every day, we pray the Lord's Prayer and ask that God would give us what we need for this day. And that's what God has promised each of us. In this, we're accepting the promise of God, the promise of God that he will provide daily. And that was the hope of the lame man. If that's true, we ought to ask God for great things. Yet we ought to ask him for our daily needs that he's promised us. But we should also ask for great things that we understand and pray are according to his will. Understand there's little good in us praying for a celebrity to turn up at each of our doorsteps with a sports car for each of us. It's unlikely that that would be God's will for us. But we should all be in prayer in this church, in this family, that God would be pleased to bring his people into worship together. That God would build up his congregation in faith, in understanding, in number, in influence, for Jesus' sake, in this whole area. So the man at the beautiful gate just wanted to get through the day. Perhaps he'd once hoped and prayed for healing. Perhaps once that was his desire. We're not told, only that we know that he just wanted a few coins now. That was his biggest hope, enough for today, so that he can get through to tomorrow's begging for that day's sustenance. But Peter said, "I've got no silver and no gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter is talking about the power of Jesus' name. Peter and John really didn't have those extra coins for him anyway. But what they had for him, what the Holy Spirit had made known to Peter that God had to give the lame man, was greater than a few coins, even greater than being healed. Notice Peter, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, calls on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the recently crucified rabbi that even the lame man would have heard of. Why? Remember that Jesus promised that if we pray in his name, he will do whatever we ask. If what we ask, of course, is according to his will. The name of Jesus, it's not a magic slot machine or lottery to get anything or everything that we want. We pray in the name of Jesus to submit ourselves in faith and trust to Jesus and trust in his will for us. Peter called on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to indicate to the lame man and all those around them, this would have been a crowded place, that what was about to happen was not something that came from Peter or from John. It was not their own power that anything was going to happen, but according to the power of the Son of God. Jesus had healed people in his own name whilst he was on earth, and now the apostles were carrying on the same work in his own name by the power of Jesus and according to his will. We know that the lame man had faith in Jesus in some way, certainly, and what they called on him to do for the lame man, because Luke records, and he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. So he was healed, therefore he had faith in healing. What do we understand from this? Well, we profit from God's blessing by believing in God's promises. If we believe what God has said and what he's promised, we can be sure that God will bless us according to what he has said and has promised. God rejoices in himself to answer the prayer that asks him to do what he's willed and what he's promised. On the other hand, as we've said, if we doubt God's word, if we question it or sideline it, then according to his word, we won't have that healing. The healing stories that we hear in the Bible, they're not just history tales. The miraculous healing of Jesus that we hear in this story of the lame man is happening all over the world today, even in our own community, as we hear in this service, in this church family. If we have nothing in the world but Jesus, we are rich. The richer with Jesus than we could be with anything and everything in the whole world. And friends, brothers and sisters, no matter what we have, no matter what we face, you and I are rich in Jesus Christ through his salvation. This is what we have to give, and it's Jesus's call upon each of us. We have the gospel to give away. We need to be letting others know that Jesus saves in whatever way we're able to, and in whichever way we're gifted, we're to let people know about him. In Jesus, Peter and John became richer as another brother in the lame man entered the kingdom. The lame man became richer by having his sins forgiven and imputed, credited with the righteousness of Jesus. And as an added bonus, as an added blessing, he was also given the ability to walk for the first time. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. What more appropriate response could there be? He didn't thank Peter. He went to the source, to his God and his Saviour, and rejoiced not merely in his own healing, but in the salvation that he'd received. Thanking God first and foremost, that's the appropriate response to receive a blessing. That's what the lame man did. Let's follow his example and give thanks even for those little things. And so when the people saw that lame man walking and leaping and praising God, they recognised him instantly. They'd seen him every day when they passed him and entered the temple. They knew his face, they knew his body, they knew his voice. This was nobody that they'd slipped a stand in or a lookalike in. They knew the truth and the reality. Those people were witnesses to the presence of the Spirit. Those people were witnesses to the promise of God. And most importantly, those people were witnesses to the power of the name of Jesus. And let's understand that the greatest blessing we can be to another person is to tell them who Jesus is, that his gospel is true, and there's only salvation in him. We'll do that in different ways, as I've said, according to how we're gifted. Some will talk about Jesus and what he did. Some will invite people to worship, to hear the gospel. Some will give out books, share stories, or other information that explains who Jesus is. But we're all called, and we are all able to do something. If we truly believe in Jesus' name and his power, if we believe that he's worth the effort, if we believe our neighbour needs to believe in Jesus, if we desire to see God glorified and receive his blessings as others come to know him, we'll do something to let others know about Jesus, and we will give thanks to God. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of salvation that you've given us through Jesus. We thank you for choosing us to be yours and for giving us joy in our salvation. Help us to give what we have to others, that they may come to faith in you. And make us ever more thankful, for you are ever worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.